With Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. A state audit found the California Lottery failed to give tens of millions of dollars to schools in recent years, as required by law. The state lottery is required to dedicate a certain portion of its revenues to education. If money coming in goes up, the amount going to schools must also increase. The state audit found the agency failed to allocate $36 million to schools in the 2017-2018 fiscal year. It also claims the agency has not prioritized education funding when setting its budget. The California Lottery says it disagrees with these findings and has appropriately handled its revenues. The coronavirus has slowed production at Chinese factories. That's expected to hurt workers at California's ports, warehouses, and distribution centers, since there'll be fewer cargo ships from China arriving. And some experts say the next challenge will be when Chinese factories ramp up production again. California ports and warehouses will be inundated with cargo and massive congestion.
That in itself will delay the delivery of products to either retail establishments or to manufacturing facilities.
Jock O'Connell is a Sacramento-based international trade advisor with Beacon Economics. He says the largest imports from China are home furnishings, clothing, and footwear.
You can imagine going into Macy's or another retailer sometime in the next few months and noticing that there's not as much merchandise on the shelves.
He says another consequence of the virus is that there's been a virtual suspension of Chinese tourism and business travel to California. The California legislature is weighing a proposal that would allow people to become one with the earth after dying, quite literally. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd reports.
Death is not an option in this caper called life. But what happens to your body afterward? Well, there are options for that. Burial and cremation are popular choices. For a pretty penny, you can even have your remains shot into space. Now, California lawmakers are considering a new option, composting. The process involves putting the body into a vessel that slowly converts the remains into dirt. Washington State legalized the practice last year. Democratic Assemblywoman Christina Garcia, who authored the bill, says it's more environmentally friendly than the alternatives. Not only that, it produces a nutrient-rich soil that can be donated to conservation land or used by family members. If passed, the law could give a whole new meaning to successive sowing. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
Boaters have been fishing balloons out of the ocean off Southern California since Valentine's Day, and some say it's a predictable problem. Laguna Beach resident Rich German tells the Orange County Register he picked up 31 balloons a few miles offshore in just a few hours. Long Beach-based Harbor Cruises captain Eric Combs says balloons have been everywhere, and he expects more after St. Patrick's Day, Father's Day, Mother's Day, and graduations. Combs says it would take all day if they tried to pick up every balloon. Pacific Marine Mammal Center spokeswoman Krissa Higuchi says the balloons are bad for the ecosystem. Gusty Santa Ana winds are expected in parts of Riverside today amid warm and sunny weather, according to the National Weather Service. A wind advisory is in effect until noon Thursday in the Riverside metropolitan area, the Riverside County Mountains, and the San Gorgonio Pass near Banning, but not the Coachella Valley. Winds are expected to be between 20 and 30 miles per hour, with gusts possibly reaching 55 miles per hour near the foothills and adjacent valleys. The winds are not expected to significantly elevate the risk of wildfires because humidity levels are around average and brush in the region is not critically dry, according to the NWS. NWS officials warned that winds could be strong enough to blow around unsecured objects and knock down tree limbs, potentially causing power outages. Conditions will also be hazardous for high-profile vehicles traveling on highways through mountain passes.
With Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.